It's Thursday, July 25th, 2024, and the deep state is officially going for broke and plans to trigger a civil war, but we can stop them.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Hitting in the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. Just a good old boy. They wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Trump is the outlaw candidate, make no mistake.
I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart, and then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
It is July 25th, 2024, on this Thursday live transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, 102 days, 12 hours, 57 minutes, 11 seconds, the most important election in world history. But then the real fun and game starts. We're 178 days, 23 hours, 56 minutes, 56 seconds until Trump is inaugurated. And if you think they're not going to try to kill him again and again and again, as our guest said yesterday, well, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Thursday emergency live broadcast, deep state planning to consolidate control by triggering civil unrest, civil war. Alex Jones, that's me, has their battle plan and knows how to stop them. Tune in and share the links now from InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and of course, from Real Alex Jones on X. As well as the 300-plus wonderful radio stations and over 100 TV and cable stations around the country that pick up the broadcast. People always say, why don't you put a list of them out? Why don't you promote them? Why don't you talk about them? We don't like our affiliates getting harassed. Our enemies still find out who they are and call and threaten them and stuff, but that usually makes the station go, you know what? We had him on late at night. We're going to put him on live now. They've really been a good affiliate relations for us, threatening our stations, but some have dropped us. Like last year, 50,000 water, number one ratings. Sacramento, California, 50,000 watt AM, covered five states. They just carried us for a year, number one ratings. Boop. The old Sandy Hook lawyers, give them a call. Nice people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Start your engines. We're about to join our hundreds of affiliates that pick us up at 6 after. And I've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you today. And let me tell you, the deep state is fully exposed now, and they're not too happy. Well, wait till they hear what's coming next. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, July 25th transmission. It is 11:06 Central, 12:06 Eastern, 10:06 Mountain, 9:06 Pacific. And Greenwich Mean Time, I'd have to look that up, but here we are. Okay, I'm 100% clear what the enemy's going to do. I think most of you know what's going on, probably more than I do in many ways, depending on your perspective in life. But we're in a lot of deep crap. Kind of a Kamala Harris laugh there. But if we're aware of what we face, we've got a lot better chance coming out on top. But you got to admit you're in a big, bad fight. And you got to admit you're up against some mean, evil, twisted, satanic hombres. Because if you don't do that, well, you don't have a hope or prayer. But if you know God's real and you admit the devil's real, the devil's greatest tricks, convincing the world he didn't exist, and if you get focused and take action, we will make it through this. You're seeing massive awakenings everywhere, huge positive events, and then you're seeing the corporate globalist enemy media, not just here but around the world, engage in new levels of lying, next level censorship, surveillance, and destabilization. So here's the main theme of the broadcast. You've heard the theme a lot here, and you see the theme developing and happening in real live time. And so I don't want to be here in a few months and people are like, oh my God, he's right again. I want people to listen, and then they can check what I'm saying and find out it's true and face the horror. And then we can be sitting here in a few months or 102 days to the election, 180-something days till Trump is inaugurated. And we can say, well, we saw him try it, but we stopped him. Now, just a year ago, they tried to roll out COVID lockdowns. And I told you a month before they did it, they would do it. And they tried, but there was just such resistance by Elon Musk and by Republicans in Congress and others that they backed off. And they're trying it again right now and trying to spread their fear and trying to get PCR tests on all the chickens and cows and claiming they've all got bird flu and we're all dead. And they did emergency authorization for mRNA experimental shots yesterday, but people aren't going out and taking them. And that in of itself is such a huge story of lawlessness. How just no study, no FDA approval, just rubber stamped by the FDA board, literally put in there by Pfizer and Moderna. I mean, all of them work for Big Pharma, most of them for Pfizer. But all of them, Pfizer, Merck, it's, I mean, that in of itself is just an example of the vigilantism of corporations and BlackRock and their ESG global corporate governance system that is attacking humanity. But their ESG system is in big trouble. I've got news on that today. But here's the big stories. First off, like I said, the corporate media has been caught lying. They have almost no viewers, almost no credibility, but they have thousands of publications and TV stations and radio stations and the corporations and the TV commercials. And so they will just push in mass a massive lie. Like, if you take this shot, you cannot get COVID. It's 100% effective. And then, well, it's 96. Well, it's 84. Well, it's down to, well, it actually gives you COVID. You can take the newscasts and show them all saying the same thing, all the different channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, because they're paid to say it. They're given talking points. Well, yesterday, I've said this many times, Axios kind of writes the script for the corporate media. So they came out the day before yesterday with the talking point at nighttime saying, oh, she was never a border czar. That's a Republican lie. Doesn't exist. By yesterday morning, every corporate channel, every newspaper, everything was saying it's not true. She was never the border czar. Well, folks have gone. We've gone and others have gone. And these compilations could be hours long, but we just got a few minute long compilations. So we don't spend all day on this. I mean, you know what you heard them say. You know what you heard them do. She was the border czar. Biden said it. Saturday Night Live said it. CNN said it. She said it. And now she said, I was never involved with the border. This is just preposterous. So again, this is the next level crapping on you and telling you that, you know, they're raining Dutch chocolate ice cream on you, you know, peeing on you and saying it's raining. So, and if you think that's bad, it gets a lot worse. The FBI director yesterday, when they said, well, how many shots were fired, what really happened, and how close did he come to getting hit, you know, right in the head and dying, and Ray goes, we don't even know he got shot. And so they now run with that line, oh, Trump wasn't even shot, there wasn't an assassin. Basically, nobody got killed, is what they're trying to imply. It's fake. So I am not a technical ballistics guy. I'm not somebody that goes and reads books about shooting. And earlier in my life, I shot every week. Now I shoot like every 2 months or so. But I was a very good marksman. And I've shot so much 5.56 and 308 and 300 Win Mag and 338 Lapua, 50 cal stuff into everything from cars to old houses, into, you know, animals, elk, whitetail, mule deer, wild hogs, zebras, you know, buffalo. I've bow hunted. You know, I've killed 20, 30 deer, hogs with bows. I mean, I've shot bison with bows, elk with bows, all sorts of weird African animals, I forget the names of them, with bows. So I know what happens when you shoot something. Okay, so we even have the video that's super high frame where the bullet whizzes by in the exact second before he grabs his ear, and it nicks his ear. It's a flesh wound. It grazes him and then goes on into the bleachers and impacts. And now the FBI, we originally said looked like eight shots. The FBI says it's eight shots. Now I think it might be less because I don't believe anything they say as a rule, but I said looked like eight on Saturday, 14 days ago, on the 13th. So now the FBI director, now there's a Newsweek running headlines that Trump was not hit by a bullet. Maybe it was shrapnel. There was an assassination attempt. There was a stand down. And if you understand trajectory and basic ballistics, you have him up on a podium up front, out in front of the people. He gets hit by the high speed bullet. And then I don't care if a 5.56 bullet hit concrete or an aluminum bleachers or whatever it hit, it dissipates almost all of its energy when it hits sand, when it hits gelatin, when it hits a deer, when it hits concrete, and the round dissipates almost all of its energy and splatters and does shoot some shrapnel out in a cone upwards and around and down, not back at the president. Now, if you shoot a rifle, let's say at metal or a rock, and it hits a rock at an angle, you'll hear a beer. That is a ricochet. And you've seen videos we've shot with 5.56 tracers where we're shooting into barrels and old trucks and you name it. And if you hit the hood of the truck at an angle, it puts a graze through it, a groove, but then it'll hit the windshield because now the bullets slow down and it will shoot straight up in the air like a photon torpedo. And you see a little red light going up. So we're sort of like blasting stuff with, you've seen the videos we've shot, and there's thousands of others online, people shooting tracers, 5.56, blah, 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 and it's a bullet that ricochets a lot. But again, it goes, its trajectory is straight in, and depending on the angle of when it hits, it either fully splatters and dissipates its energy and does a small splattering of little pieces of metal, you know, that can cause some little wounds for a few feet around, but then it slows down. But when it ricochets, it either completely splatters or it stays intact and then goes because now it's spinning sideways through the air. So that's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And he got hit by the bullet. He was up front. He was the target. And then thank God that bullet didn't hit anybody. And the FBI took over the investigation, so we don't know where its fragments are or whether it was found embedded in somebody's purse. We don't know. But the same FBI, you know, dropped the famous magic bullet undamaged on the stretcher at Parkland Hospital when they killed Kennedy in 63. So we see the same cover-up artist going on, and now they're trying to do anything they can to imply that Trump was not hit by a bullet. Go ask Rob Duke, because I haven't done a gun show in years. Go ask him to pull up. He was on those shoots like 10 years ago, 12 years ago now. One of the shows called Brothers in Arms. And find the footage of us shooting tracer, 5.56 tracers into things, and we'll show you what we're talking about. But again, anybody that knows this knows you got Trump 30, 40, 50 feet in front of the bleachers. You don't fire a bullet and then it hits something and bounces straight back out. It goes at an angle. It depends what angle it is. So I will tell you, I'd say one in a million chance that bullet, 5.56, went into something and then bounced straight back and nicked his ear, a piece of it. That's just horse crap. Absolute, total horse crap. And again, I'm just a shooter, so I know that. I don't have all the fancy terms for it and all the rest of it. But we do have Dallas Alexander, who's credited with the longest shot in history at 2.2 miles, popping in the last 15 minutes of the next hour to give us his view and his take. And I appreciate him popping in to give us his view on that. And so I'll talk more about it at that point. And we'll have some more time to pull up some footage and show what we're talking about. But any regular shooter, and people that have been shooting their whole lives in shooting ranges don't know this stuff. They can be great shots. They didn't spend their life like I did, and I can't believe my parents were this hillbilly, but they were. Folger's cans and Maxwell House cans with 410 shotguns at 4 years old to teach the power and danger of a gun and not to touch them unless you were told you could, and how they operated. By age five, shooting good, decent, you know, 20, 30 yards, 22 rifles, and then 100 yards by six. And by seven, my grandmother just let me put, they had all these gun cases and all these guns going back, some 100, you know, 100 plus years old, black powder, couldn't use those. And I would just put a holster on with a sidearm. She'd say, be really careful. And I'd take a shotgun out with me. They had semi-auto 410s, and I liked those for bird hunting, and 12 gauges and 10 gauges and everything else. I'd just go help myself to the ammo, and sometimes I'd pack myself a little lunch with a backpack, and I'd be gone all day long. And that's what I do. I mean, sometimes I come back with a lot of quail, a lot of dove. And I don't want to get into the stories. It's just fun to tell the stories and reminiscing. I also forgot. I'm not going to tell a story. It doesn't matter. The point is, these people are the biggest liars on the planet. And the left is so stupid as minions that remember the famous case. There's been a lot of them, but when Vice magazine, like 3 or 4 years ago, was down covering Mexican cartel violence, where they shot up it was a college or something, or maybe it was a newspaper, and they stuck whole 308 and 5.56 casings with the bullets in them, so unspent cartridges, rounds. The cartridge with the round, the powder, the primer, you know, the cap, everything. Unused munitions in holes that had been shot in the building. Yeah, there it is. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. Absolutely great job, crew. You know I was going to call for that. They found that in 10 seconds. And there's more in the report. They stuck them in the holes and said, look. Because, again, the left has been brought up in high-rise towers their whole life. That's why I made a big deal about Schumer. On Father's Day, he said, my daughter's wife, you know, got a house, and she has a small backyard, and we've never been out of our apartment for three generations. He tweeted this on X. And it's so fun to be able to barbecue, to be able to grill. And it's an uncooked patty with a piece of cheese on it. And he's saying how delicious it is. I mean, it's like a space alien or something. And so you've got these people in the system that have stolen the power. They've got the power. But they think, and that's why when Trump got nicked on the ear, they were all over the news on X leftist talk shows going, you think something this big hit him and there's not a bigger wound, and they're holding 308 and 338 Lapua full cartridges unspent, thinking that the gun fires this giant thing. Let me explain something to the left. It goes back to gunpowder and the Chinese inventing it thousands of years ago, and then about 800 years ago, Europe started to use it some, and they had primitive cannons 600 years ago and blunderbuss. They're basically shotguns. And so you have a tube, and then you put explosive in it, and then the old weapons wadding in front of it so that it gets more pressure, and then you put the projectiles, could be rocks, could be sand, could be whatever you want, ball bearings, and then you light the powder, and it detonates. But then with white powder getting invented in the last 200 years, they came out with caps in a cartridge so you get better control and more gas and more speed, and then it goes through a casing that goes up into the barrel and is seated, and then a firing pin hits the cap, the detonator, that then detonates the white powder, forcing gas through the tube, forcing the bullet out of the cartridge, down the barrel to its target. Okay? So don't try it with us. We're sick of your crap. These people are just dumb. He doesn't know how to cook a hamburger. That's beyond not being able to find your ass with both hands. But see, people that grow up in these big cities, most of them now, especially rich leftists, 3-4 generations, they're like space aliens. They literally don't know how to do anything except lie to us and steal from us and screw us over. All right, so I'm kind of saying what I'm going to cover today, but I'm kind of covering it now, but I'm going to get more into it. So you got Kamala Harris saying that she was never the border czar, and the whole media, corporate media, any of the people saying that. You've got the FBI head saying, who knows if he even got shot at. I didn't even know it was shrapnel. Who knows? Donald Trump may have not been hit by a bullet, FBI director says. He didn't get hit by a bullet. He got grazed by a bullet. And I can't tell you how many times I've been shooting at a hog 600 yards away, freehand, and I think I miss it, and then I rack one back in and pull the trigger, and it flips over. And when I get there, right down its side is a big old graze, or a little graze. And then there's one, boom, dead center. And you gut him, and there's that heart blown in pieces. So, again, he was not hit directly. It's not a direct hit. It is a graze. The point is, he was being shot at. Shot at. Do you understand that? My uncle got grazed repeatedly, but he said that it was seen as wimpy if you even filed a report about being grazed, because their helicopters would be getting shot up, and they sat on phone books and helmets, and there was routinely just shrapnel coming, and they were getting cut and stuff. But they were like, it was a wimpy thing with just a graze to even go report it. But this doesn't have to do with Trump being a wimp. He's not a wimp. It was an assassin trying to kill him, with the Democrats hyping it up and having a stand down. And if he wouldn't have been grazed, they would have even tried to deny he got shot at. Remember, they said, he fell down and there was some popping noises. They were hoping to spin it that way. So, let's get into Kamala Harris first. There's so many of these compilations, but let's just show the short 1 minute, 12 second one. And then we've got one from Saturday Night Live we're going to play, too, from 3 years ago. But here they are calling her the border czar officially, in charge of the border, and now it never happened. Here it is.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
It was a huge controversy that she wouldn't go to the border. We'll play the Lester Holt clip in a minute. But first, here's a clip from Saturday Night Live.
Hey. Oh, it's Joe Biden. How are you, Joe Biden?
Hey there, folks.
How are you?
Hey, did y'all catch my press conference? It was so easy. A lot of critics thought I wasn't mentally prepared enough, but I think I proved them all wrong. Yeah. Oh, Kamala, not sure if you heard, but I'm putting you in charge of solving a little immigration problem down at the Mexican border.
Yes, I did hear that. Wow. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. Such a fun, solvable problem. And what are you in charge of?
Moi? Giving out checks. Who wants stimmies? Woo! Make it rain. This is a nor'easter. A stimmy nor'easter.
Hunter Biden.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what?
All right, so they want you to believe that she was never the border czar, but she was really in charge in Guatemala and all those places, helping build with Mayorkas the UN camps to stage the bigger invasion. And, of course, Biden famously said, as soon as I win the election, i.e. steal, I want you to immediately surge the border. So here she is with Lester Holt.
One other topic I wanted to talk to you about, but let me just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned it because I know Republicans have certainly come at you on this, but Democratic Congressman Cuellar, as a border district, has said to you and the president, come. You need to see this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border. I'm in Guatemala because my focus is dealing with the root causes of migration. There may be some who think that that is not important, but it is my firm belief that if we care about what's happening at the border, we better care about the root causes and address them. And so that's what I'm doing.
And of course, their administration literally set it all up and took it to all-time highs, even triple what it was under Obama. Trump brings it down to almost nothing, and then it skyrockets straight up. They say surge the border. They say she's the border czar to go fix it. But now people know they didn't fix it. They made it worse on purpose. And then they say, well, I never was involved in that. Well, you're the border czar. Why aren't you going to the border? Well, I haven't been to Europe. Well, you're not some NATO envoy. Imagine them trying. You're the border czar. They're trying to literally install this cackling moron who literally was a camp whore of the Democratic Party. That's her. Credentials is that she's a whore of the New World Order, both culturally, financially, spiritually, sexually. She's a literal prostitute of the New World Order.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. I think between the two of them, They have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
erode.
I can't believe
we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong, and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation, and so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. This is trying to kill Trump just 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position. But we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20-30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3000. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talk to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, so they've told us that Kamala Harris had nothing to do with the border, and she was never the border czar. And now they're trying to tell us that Trump might not have actually got grazed by a bullet. The party of death poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump had been killed in the assassination attempt. And there's countless videos I meant to play, but I haven't gotten to. They're everywhere. You've seen them with Democrats saying, I want him dead. Too bad he didn't get killed. I hope somebody else kills him. Don't worry, more people are coming. We'll get him. And it's usually weird white women, I'm just saying, and old white dudes that think it's cool to just sit around talking about killing people. Because, again, the globalists want to trigger a civil war, and I'm going to lay that out and break that down at the start of the next hour. But look at these headlines, and I've got a clip of it. The party of death poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump have been killed in the assassination attempt. But wait, now the FBI director is like, who knows? Donald Trump may not have been hit by a bullet, FBI director says, even though we have the HD high-res footage. We'll put the HD frame up for people, please, for TV viewers. And you can see right at the exact millisecond that he got hit in the ear, grazed in the ear, that there goes the round. A speeding bullet. Probably going 2,300 feet per second at that point. Coming out of the barrel at 3,000 feet per second. Just zips right by his ear. We have the surgeon's report that it was about an inch long cut in his ear that just slashed right by him. And again, that's looking from the left side over the right. The bullet is shooting past him behind him. That's what happened. And you see Trump in the millisecond, and then he puts his hand up, and then he drops down. And then a man died. Two others got critically injured. And here's the report from President Trump's surgeon and doctor describing what happened. The top of his right ear. No sutures were required. So, Trump got grazed. The point is they tried to kill him. And they're going to try again. Here is FBI director. The FBI director just feeds us nothing but pure bull. Like he also said, no one's targeting pro-lifers in his testimony. Oh, yeah, nobody's targeting pro-lifers. Pro-lifer sentenced for protesting peacefully outside abortion clinic to 41 months in jail. And in Canada, they're putting pro-lifers in mental institutions. Oh, but nobody's targeting pro-lifers. No, 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 no. Nothing's happening. Here's the FBI director.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear. So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us.
And that's eight shots. Eight shots. And it's a miracle only one person died and only two people got critically injured. Just amazing to sit there and witness these people do this. Now, I want to shift gears into the coronation of Queen Kamala. As I said months ago, they're going to do a virtual thing in Chicago and replace Biden there. Well, they just did it early. And now it officially is going to be virtual, so it's all totally controlled, so nobody can embarrass them or stand up and say they want somebody else. DNC moves to hold virtual nomination of Kamala before August convention, blocks delegates from nominating new candidate in Chicago, despite Kamala receiving zero votes. They're now going to hold a virtual nomination for her. Then we have this clip I'm going to play. Posted on X. Going to share it on Real Alex Jones. Some of the best unintentional comedy of the week. MSNBC earns a total fail as they host a panel of middle-aged women from Wisconsin, and not one of them is being fooled by globalist warmonger Kamala Harris, who has been handed the DNC nomination. Not one of the women they brought in randomly support them. But man, he sure magically won 4 years ago. And boy, you know, she's going to magically win. But look at this. Total chaos. CNN panel bickers over Biden remaining in office while mentally unfit. And basically the whole panel, I've got the clip, says, should I play it? I hate playing CNN. It's so boring. But they're all, don't tell me he's totally unfit. A few days ago, now he's perfectly fine. But that's because someone will remove him before the 21st of 2025, 180 something days from now. They want him out now. So we'll get to that clip as well. But here are the ladies in Wisconsin unanimously not supporting Kamala. Here it is.
How do you perceive Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in terms of competency and experience?
I think she's worse. She doesn't even know what's going on at the border.
Right.
And that's what she was
supposed to be doing.
Doing and in charge of? I mean, as a school teacher, if I did not do what I was supposed to be doing, you better believe my job would be in jeopardy. Well, it isn't. It not only was her job not in jeopardy, she was just handed a promotion.
Is there anyone that Kamala Harris could appoint as her vice president that you would find reassuring? Would make you consider voting for her?
No.
I would know RFK Jr. way before her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And she's not the first woman to run for the presidency, Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming no one voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not necessarily going to sway you to vote for a woman in office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
I don't get a good feel for her.
I think she's an idiot.
Right.
Mary, why do you think that she's not that bright?
Because she hasn't done anything in the time that she's had. We don't know anything about her as far as her 3 years so far in the White House. She's not real smart.
She's not real smart. That's an understatement. I mean, here's the deal. You could find, if the Democratic Party really wanted to promote black people, smart black women, there's plenty of them. And there was a smart black political politician, male or female, that had a great record. It's pro-America. I'd vote for him in 2 seconds. But they always have people like Sheila Jackson Lee, who just died, who said the moon is a light bulb and is as big as the sun, and that they might get too close to each other and blow up. No, the sun is... look it up. Is it 500,000 times bigger? I don't know. How much bigger is the sun than our moon? Just type it into... how much bigger is the sun to the Earth's moon? I mean, come on, people. It's a floating... the sun is only 400 times the size of the moon? No, I don't think that's... the sun is about 400 times bigger across than the moon, but it also happens to be 400 times farther away from Earth. As a result, the sun and moon appear to be nearly the same size in the sky, even though the sun is much bigger. Wow. I thought I was just guessing. But still, the sun is larger than the moon. How many times bigger is the sun than the Earth? That's another question. What, 100 times or something? It just gets great. How much? 109. Well, at least I got that guess basically right. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, so the sun is 109 times bigger than the Earth. Oh, I was just doing a quick calculation on how big the Earth is compared to the moon. So that's how I came up with that. But if you could fit so many Earths, oh, that's the issue. There's volume. How much bigger is the sun's volume to the moon? That's where I was getting my numbers off. Because if you look at how many Earths you can put in Jupiter, it's insane. Or Saturn, it's smaller. Or Uranus or Neptune, gas giants, it's just insane. So how many Earths would fit inside the sun? How many moons would fit inside the sun? See, this is a problem. I have a factoid issue. 64.3 million. That's the number I was trying to... it's astronomical. So it's different how far across it is compared to the volume of it. The diameter of the solar disk is 1392684 kilometers. The moon's diameter is 1,737 kilometers. The ratio is given by volume. The ratio is nearly 64.4 million. I knew it was astronomical from memory. So there you go. So for Sheila Jackson Lee, God bless her soul, and may she rest in peace, the sun's volume is 64 plus million times that of the moon. And she thinks they're the same size because they look the same size. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I'm being mean. But All the black people I know that the sun's bigger than the moon. All the white people I know that. Where do they find these people? Like the congressman in Georgia that thinks that islands float. No, they're the tops of mountains in the water. Tops of hills. But again, it's not just dumb black people they picked. Look at Biden. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. She's as black as I am. And okay, I'm digressing. We have so much to cover. These people they can't cook a hamburger like Chuck E. Schumer. They don't know that the sun is bigger than the moon. They don't know anything except how to screw us. But let's move on here. Now, I'm not going to play the CNN clip. I can't watch it. I mentioned what they said. If you want to see the full clip, I posted it on X. It's at InfoWars.com. But I just can't watch it. But they just are like, hey, he's a total idiot days ago. Now he's a genius again because he agreed to not run. even these guys are having trouble with the level of gaslighting they're being asked to do. Like Jim Acosta said yesterday, it's dangerous and irresponsible that Trump said the Secret Service did a terrible job. That's the bare minimum they did a terrible job. Total chaos. CNN panel bickers over Biden remaining in office while mentally unfit. But this is the clip I want to get to. And I saw this morning. And Rasmussen's a very respected polling agency. And I've seen a bunch of other polls in the last few months that basically say the same thing. So I said, I got to see this for myself. Massive numbers of people in a scientific poll of likely voters said that they are illegal aliens or not citizens and that they voted in the last presidential election and midterm. Here it is. Breaking. Rasmussen poll that surveyed U.S. likely voters and asked them their citizenship status, found statistically significant portion of non-citizens were voting in prior elections. And you can go to the Rasmussen site. I reposted this on X. In fact, retweet it, put it back out. And here's the big poll. It's a long report. Election 2024, Trump 50, Harris 43. Folks have done a report on this. Let's go ahead and roll that report.
A combined total of 94% of U.S. citizens said they voted for Donald Trump or Joe Biden in the 2020 election. But what's this? A combined total of 91% of people who said they weren't U.S. citizens also voted. Look, you add another candidate, 97% say they voted for somebody. These people say they're not citizens. And 79% of people who weren't sure whether they were U.S. citizens also said they voted for somebody. Now, I can tell you that is stunning and incredible. And you say, all right, well, you know, maybe there were only three of them and this is just noise. But let's go all the way to the top. Out of a sample of 2,466 U.S. likely voters, a combined total of 222 of them said they were not citizens or not sure. That's roughly 10%. So I think it's 9%. Like, that is a statistically significant and major portion of the people who tell us that they are U.S. likely voters.
Yeah, in the skewed polls where they still add on average 10 to 20, usually 15, the average is 15 points extra to Democrats. So they sample more Democrats in their poll saying, well, Democrats, we believe, are the dominant party. So they skew it that way. But even in their skewed polls, Trump is winning by 6 to 10 points. So 9 is on the rounding up, is on the high end. So that 9% of illegal aliens or people that aren't citizens voting is enough of a margin to steal the election again. And I've seen a bunch of polls that show this. Because they call these illegals up that are told in the news and told by the Democrats in all these cities, you're allowed to vote. Remember Obama, right before the election 2016, went on TV and he said, you know, I will tell the migrants, I will tell the people that have come here, it's your right that you're here to vote. You can vote. Remember? Just type in, Obama tells illegals they can vote. He said it three times, I remember. Right before the election 2016. He said, people that aren't citizens can vote. So they're telling him to vote, and if they want welfare, And they've got, you know, 5-year hearings set up for their immigration status. And if they play ball and get enrolled and get set up and do what they're told, they get to stay. If they don't play ball and don't sign with the Democrats and go vote, well, then they get removed. And like I told you a few years ago, what happened? Massachusetts and a bunch of other leftist states, New Jersey, New York, where they're flying the illegals. It's now on the news that they're shipping them out back to Texas, to Tennessee, to Florida, to Michigan, to Arizona, to Pennsylvania. So they bring them in for 6 months or a year, brainwash them, sign them up, get them on welfare, get them jobs, find them jobs in other states, and then pay their airline tickets to fly them and their families out now that they've been enrolled in the Democratic Party as good Democratic voters in the red states. This is a military operation being carried out. Okay, we're doing a decent job covering the stacks. I usually have like 15, 20 stacks, and I cover like 8 of them. I've already covered 5 stacks, and it gets even more insane. So we're going to be going over more of the stacks here. Let me get them arranged here. Okay, I've hit all these. I'm going to go back to those later with special guests, though. So we line those up, and let me tell you what's coming up next. Congress ordered research into military COVID shot injuries. A massive stack of poison shot news. That's just the top story. That is a key stack of 7 stories. Then we've got pro-lifers being imprisoned everywhere for peacefully protesting. And a big story that's not getting any attention right up here. Engineered food collapse. UK farmers, and it's happening all over the world, are being paid to destroy their crops. Wait till we go over the numbers of the cutoff of fertilizer and everything else. And these reports are insane. They will pay people double what they would make per acre, depending on what they grow in the UK, same thing in the Netherlands, to make it fallow, sign an agreement not to plant, depending on the country, 5 to 10 years they're going to be paid. And to then use money they're given to buy seed stock that birds will eat that somebody else could use to plant crops and to feed it to the deer and wild animals. So it's even built in to buy up all the seed stock to then destroy all of that. I mean, just deliberate Extinction Rebellion type garbage directed by the governments, whether you're in Sri Lanka or the Netherlands or Ireland or England or Scotland, or Canada. It is happening everywhere. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like them paying farmers when there's a glut, which I still think is bad. It's gone on for 50 years to not grow so much, or to say so much goes to ethanol production. That's bad enough. This is just to not grow food. And then that shuts down the farming economy. It gets rid of the farm workers, and it kills the knowledge and the base of farming. So, yeah, you're getting a little more money now to extinct yourself. So we've got that. And I want to open the phones up again today as well. Then we've got the leftist burning American flags, running around going insane, attacking the Liberty Bell. And I'm like, yeah, I have big problems with Israel, but the people that are anti-Israel are even worse. And are just foaming at the mouth. Oh, you're a Jew. And they attack people that are Jewish. I mean, it's just disgusting. And I tell you, some of the right wing flirting with this, and because it's, you know, it's fun to do. The globalists are trying to create an artificial class of civilizations ahead of the civil war they're already trying to start. Now I'm gonna explain that at the start of the next hour. Now we're going to break in a few minutes. We're gonna come back. So now I want to talk to all of the listeners and viewers about something very important. Do you want this show on the air? Do you want, if they shut down InfoWars in the next 3 months, that'll be the next challenge. We could easily be shut down in 3 months. Do you want to support me wherever I go? You need to think when Alex goes off the air, like, where do we find him? Where is he at? We got to boost that. This is an InfoWar. I'm going to tell you all the stuff they've done to us. It's crazy to get us off air. A lot of you know some of it, but believe me, most of you know none of it because I haven't told half of it. So I need your support. Plus, I try to make it really easy to support because I sell you stuff that really works and is amazing that you should get anyways. So I need you to make the decision to get incredible products and stand with us and stand with President Trump. Because let me tell you, I'm advising. Now I'm going to just stop there because media has a heyday with it, but it's well known. We're not just on air having people in the government listen and Trump listen. We directly dialed in. Okay? We need to keep this broadcast on the air. People are listening all over the country, all over the world. We've got eyes and ears everywhere. This show is so critical. The CIA wants us off the air. It's all been declassified and leaked and come out. I need you to support us and make the decision now and just do it. You're going to be very pleased. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Almost all the nano silver products that are so amazing are about to sell out. My dad's company has all of these other amazing products. The very best nootropic. Top Brain is really strong and incredible without the jitters. And then you've got Rocket Rest that's an incredible, very strong sleep aid. And that's so good for your immune system and whole body. It's there. And there are so many other incredible products at drjonesnaturals.com. Go peruse it. Go check it out for yourself. We're selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. We sold out of Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. That's a stimulant. Last 10 hours is super strong, but it's also very smooth. But Next Level Foundational Energy is the methyl folate of be strong to the finish because he eats a spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. They knew for hundreds of years that people were healthier and stronger that ate spinach. They didn't know why because science hadn't caught up to it. It's full of folic acid. But most Europeans have genetics where you do not absorb folic acid properly. I've had my genes tested. Three of the four genes are, two are completely broken, one half broken. So I got to eat a pound of spinach to get the effect of somebody that doesn't have broken genes to get it. But this helps everybody, but particularly white people. And some Asians have an issue with it. Methyl folate, this is the highest quality of it, is the breakdown of folic acid, which everybody gets absorption of 100%. And then it's got a bunch of B-complex and other things in it that supercharge that. No jitters, no nothing. It's like you're fully awake, you have all this energy, but you don't feel like you drank three cups of coffee. It's an amazing product. It's about to sell out. It's at drjonesnaturals.com. And so many other, like the green fiber caps. It's the concentrate of the key sprouting seeds. So good for your whole body. So good for your immunity. So good to flush your guts out. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And then there's big sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com on Turbo Force and DNA Force Plus and Ultra 12. It's all there. The same InfoWars mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. Please stand with us. We stand for you. We're in this together. We'll be right back with hour number two.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. It was a coup d'etat.
It was an inside job. Found the world connected. Your middle protest. Summarily rejected. It was an inside job. Like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
I seen his face when it hit, he just, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement paid for by the Dilly Meme team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.